Hello?
Hey, Matthew.
Yeah, can you hold a second? Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
All right, I go ahead, Mike. You were saying? Okay. 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 Would it make sense for you to be there with him to wrap all the rest of the stuff up? Unfortunately, you're in Riverhead. Fucking Riverhead, Lee. Okay, I'm just trying to motivate him to go as soon as possible, that's all. Right. Have you spoken to him at all, this guy, this son, Kona? Okay, with the son and with the father, I guess, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And they want to take the whole thing, you got to take the whole thing out from top to bottom? How much does something like that cost usually? You know what you should think about trying to do? Can you hold on? Listen, I got to take care of this call. I need to talk to you about this application. Where can I call you where I can reach you, by the way?
Sure. So it's 858.
Okay.
779-0425.
And your first name is Sam?
Sam, yeah.
Okay, so when I call you, you'll be able to pick up, hopefully, right?
Yeah, and if I don't, I can call you right back. I know I do have a meeting coming up in about an hour and 20 minutes.
Hold on. Listen, your call is incredible. I have an idea, thought process, but I can get back in touch with you. This guy on my cell phone is really hard to reach, so let me take him, and then when I'm done, I'll call you back, okay? All right, thanks. Hi, okay. I can call my other guy back here. All right.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
All right. So here's my question. I'm looking at this thing, merchant pre-qualification form.
Sure.
And it has industry type that says current credit card processor, date the business first process credit cards under current ownership, average monthly credit card volume. Am I filling out the right application?
Yeah, you know, do you even take credit cards as a payment over there?
We do, but I'm trying to take, honestly, because it costs me money, I try to take as little as possible.
Okay, but so would you say how much of your payments are through the credit cards? Like a rough estimate on percentage
15%?
15%?
Maybe 10%, yeah.
Oh, 10%. Okay, you know what, for now, I would say don't worry about it if it's an issue. That it's only a small part of the process. If later on.
What do you mean by the process? I don't do most of my business I transact. People give me checks when the job is done. I'd say 95% of the time.
Okay.
And occasionally I'll take credit cards on deposits, but you know.
Sure. The only reason it's on there is because the program is based on your sales. So a lot of businesses, if they do all of their sales through credit cards, like a restaurant or something like that,
we need
all
not
that information.
At all.
Yeah.
No,
so
no,
don't even worry about that part.
Okay. Now I'm giving you this total for sales. This is my three offices combined. Now, just so you understand, because the underwriter, I know how these underwriters operate. Okay. I'm sending you a tax return for the New York corporation, okay?
Okay.
And that's not going to reflect the two other, when you asked me what my total sales were, my total in-ground,
That's the three offices combined.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, was the New York the 2.5 gross sales on that one? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's... Should I put New York 2.5 and the rest?
Yeah, you know, you can bunch it all together. We're going to break it down looking at the actual bank statements anyway.
Right. All right. Okay. Okay. Now, I think she's in the process of sending that to you. I guess you need them for, you know, for all three, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, then, correct?
Yeah, you know, if you send all three, it's only going to help. It's going to show more sales for you.
Right, okay, all right. So I'll send all three then, okay? Hey, Sasha, is that coming along okay? Can you also send Philadelphia as well? Okay, you're just sending New York and New Jersey, right? Yeah, send Philadelphia also. Okay, I'm going to put combined.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay, and then it says industry type. I don't know which one. I don't get that. That's not for me to fill out, right?
You know, give me one second. Let me pull up. I might be able to just get that right now for you, and you can just plug
then it
in.
Says rented or mortgaged.
That's for
now,
your...
I own my...
Yeah, go ahead.
I own my properties here, but I, you know, I have. What do you need to know about that? I mean, I can give you information on what.
I mean, if you have a monthly payment, like if you have a mortgage on.
Oh, I see. Okay, I got it. Okay, all right. I can put that down then.
Yeah, for that, for the FIC or for the SIC section, you can put. I mean, you're a waterproofing contractor. Is that correct?
Right.
Yeah, that's all you need. Waterproofing contractor.
Home improvement, really. I should put.
Okay. Yeah, that works too. That works too. Yeah, you're expanding into some new stuff, so.
Right. Okay, I put home improvement. Okay. And then I filled out my primary information. And then at the bottom it says merchant cell phone number, landlord. Yeah, I guess you need my federal tax ID number.
Yeah, that you can pull that off the tax.
Yeah, I have that. That's no problem. But we have three. I'll just give you the primary one here, New York. Okay.
Yeah, you know, we'll roll with that because that, I think that one had the largest sales on it so far.
Yes, it does by far,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. And then are you the 100% owner? Or
yes.
Okay, that makes it easy.
Website.
Okay, it looks like... I just got some statements emailed over here from you.
Okay.
Let me just take a look at them real quick, make sure everything's coming through.
Now, business trade references. Do you need that here?
You know... I mean, it's not necessary unless it's required for one of the programs that you get into. If you don't have them on hand right now, we can.
I just want to leave it if you need it. Now the next thing is this commercial credit application. This is the thing that for the equipment, right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Now I wanted to talk with you about that because.
Yeah.
Did we have a conversation? I don't think we did. I had a conversation with another entity. I do know what kind of vehicle that we're looking to purchase, and it's probably going to be around $16,000. But the other thing is that I'm buying, like, you know, buying a mixer, cement mixer, and some other tools and stuff. But the tools are various different tools, so it's not like we're buying a truck and a van, and you know, like a, you know, it's. So I don't know how. I don't know the best way to work out the secured part. Could I just ask for, you know. I don't know, 16, you know, with the secured amount I need for the truck I'm buying, and then say, look, I need to buy all these tools and equipment, and then you can finance that and then give me a check, and how should that work?
Okay, so for that, for the For the vehicles, it's pretty straightforward. You just put the vehicles on there with a
okay,
estimate.
Okay, I know that, but I haven't even picked a vehicle. We don't know yet.
That's fine.
But my point is that then I have tools and equipment that I have to use to do this, to, you know, increase, to ramp up and expand my operation. You know, like a cement mixer, but there's all kinds of different tools of the trade. And we usually go by them at Home Depot or a Mason supply shop, wholesale place. So, I mean, that would be various things. So I don't know. You know, I asked for $30,000 unsecured. Would I just get that $30,000 and use that to buy this the truck? I understand. Once we find out what truck we want, we can give you the information, and then you would just, I guess, pay us or pay them, and then we would buy the truck.
Correct. Typically, we pay the vendor directly, and then set you up on terms with us.
Okay. All right.
So for the tools, there's a couple ways we can go about it. I think probably the easiest would be, as far as on the application goes, you can just go ahead and put, you know, various tools, put an estimated amount total, and then we'll go ahead and take it up and get you approved.
This is under the commercial credit application part, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So that's at the bottom, proposed equipment acquisition. Okay. I know what the truck's going to cost. It's going to cost $16,000, okay?
Okay.
So on the second, it says, couldn't be financed or leased. Should I say various? What should I?
So in the description, I would put the truck.
There really
and
is
then,
no description. It just says equipment to be financed. I guess that's description, right?
Yeah. The equipment to be financed. That line right there. Put the truck, and then in parentheses, put the cost that you think it'll be there, and then put the tools, and then parentheses, the cost that you think those will be. And then you can put the total estimated equipment cost in the box that is labeled that.
All right, now, you know, there's a good chance we're probably going to buy another vehicle at some point in time relatively soon. I know definitely getting one.
Okay. You know, if that's the case, we can, I mean, we'll have this application on file, and we can just adjust it.
Okay, and we could do that, right? All right.
Yeah.
I mean, I could, instead of asking for 30 secured, I could ask for 40. I could get just 16 and then get, you know.
Yeah, then when you get the next piece, we can go ahead and just use this application and go forward with it.
Right. Hold on, yeah. 12. Okay. Okay, so it's probably going to be around 8. I'd say it's around 8,000. Maybe I should say around 6,000 total for tools. Now you need the name that you want the name of our bank information on the commercial credit application, right?
Correct. Yes.
Now we said leasee company information. What should I put there?
Let me take a look here. Oh, okay. So that's your company.
Okay.
So that'll be all your company's information.
All right, so then I'll fax all this to you, right? I can fax it, correct?
You can fax it or email it if that's easier.
Faxing's easier, actually, if you don't mind. What's the...
No problem.
What's the fax number?
Okay, let's see. Give me 1 second. I'll pull it up. I should have that memorized, but I don't. All right, so my fax number is going to be 888-234-0177. And then on the fax, if you could just put attention Sam, and it will come to me.
Attention Sam.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I will fax this information to you. And then you'll have the 12-foot bank statements and the business tax return in the next, probably by tomorrow. And then
okay,
I guess
perfect.
You can kind of tell me what, you know, what direction we can go in with this, you know?
Yeah,
now,
you,
I didn't, the one thing I didn't put on here that I think I need to put is what I'm asking for, right? The
now, that is on the commercial credit application?
Is it?
Or the merchant pre-qualification form?
I don't see it there, actually.
Now, as far as the capital goes, you don't have to put an amount that you're looking for because we're going to get you approved for the largest amount, and then we can go from there.
Okay. Okay. Because I, you know, I'm hoping to get, you know, all together between the secured, you know, and then the unsecured around 200,000. That's what I'm hoping. You know?
Okay. Yeah, we're on the same page with that.
Okay. All right. So then I will fax this to you. Okay, and then you'll have this, and I guess you can, you know, take it from there, you know?
Absolutely.
Okay, all right, great, thanks so much. And then I have your name up here. If I have any other questions, I'll reach out and give you a call then, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, thanks a lot.